You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Friday, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Balls. It's a Friday edition, and man, we are almost to the weekend. You can feel it. You can almost taste it. But before we get to the weekend, before we get you off to the end of your workday here on a Friday, we're going to get you set with some of the biggest Tennessee news here to round out this week. Eric Kane here, your host on Locked On Vols, @_Kaner on Twitter, @LockedOnVols on Twitter as well. I've been receiving some direct messages the last couple of days from a lot of you listeners, and I can't thank you enough for, number one, taking the time to listen and hang out with me each and every day, but a lot has said some kind words over my first 2 weeks here on the job, so very appreciative of that. It does not go unnoticed, and I'm thrilled just to be hanging out with you guys each and every day. Locked On Vols, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and got a big show here today. I mentioned yesterday in segment number 3 that we are going to take the time over the next couple of days to dive into every assistant football coach that Josh Heupel is hiring on staff. The offensive staff took to the microphones on Wednesday, and today, here on a Friday, we are going to break down Alex Golish. Who is Alex Golish? What exactly is he about? What's his background? That'll be in segment number 1. In segment number 2, what about the short term? Okay, we're going to know a little bit about the offense. We're going to learn a little bit about Alex Golish. But what's that mean in terms of translating to 2020 and 2021? Or 2021, I should say. 2020 is in the past. 2021 and 2022. And then finally, in segment number 3, complimentary football. That's something that really stood out to me when Alex Golish was speaking on his friend and now cohort on the staff for Josh Heupel and defensive coordinator Tim Banks. What exactly does that mean in relation to this offense and Tim Banks' defense? All that plus a ton of audio, and I dialed into some thoughts of some VFLs. Reached out to a couple of VFLs to get their takes on some of the things that transpired on Wednesday as well. So all that coming up here today on a Friday show. So let's get down into it. Who is Alex Golish? Alex Golish is now the offensive coordinator and the tight ends coach for Josh Heupel here at Tennessee. He will not call the plays. Josh Heupel will call the plays, to my understanding. Josh Heupel called the plays at UCF. That does not mean that Alex Golish's title as offensive coordinator is diminished. He has tons and tons of responsibilities in terms of game planning, of scripting, of bringing of the self-scout, bringing everything into order for the week there on game weeks, preparing for who's to come on Saturdays. Also, of course, he'll have personnel decisions not only for the tight ends group. He spoke a little bit about the tight ends and how he coaches the tight ends during Wednesday's press conference, but also he'll have a big voice in who's going to play quarterback, who's going to play running back, who's going to play right guard. I mean, he is the offensive coordinator running through Josh Heupel. And so I know a lot of people say, well, he's the OC, probably just to give him a raise or whatever, but it's going to be Josh Heupel calling plays. And again, that's my understanding. Josh Heupel will continue to call plays, but he's very much an offensive coordinator, and he's going to have a big, big-time influence in the offensive scheme here on Rocky Top. So Alex Golish and Josh Heupel have been together for only 1 year. He did come with Josh Heupel from UCF, but the two have only worked together for the 2020 season. He arrived in Orlando in January of 2020. Prior to that, he spent about 4 years at Iowa State as the tight ends coach and the recruiting coordinator, and the position of tight end transformed during his time as that position coach at Iowa State in Ames. I think I saw a stat where the year before Alex Golish came, the tight ends on the roster for Iowa State caught 5 passes, and then immediately that first year they got an uptick to almost 80 passes in the season, or 80 receptions, I guess. Pretty incredible. Good work there. I like the fact that he's also have experience of being a recruiting coordinator as well. He's made other stops as well at Toledo, and he got his coaching tenure started off as an undergraduate student at Ohio State. And, one of my good friends, I was actually the best man at his wedding here in Knoxville. His name is Nick Craney. If any of you guys are listening locally, you might know that name because he is the head coach for the Central Bobcats, the two-time defending 5A state champions prior to this 2020 season. He took over for Bryson Rosser. And he kind of did the same thing. Obviously, the scales are miniature here. We're talking about high school, and he did the same thing at Carson Newman. When I was playing, he was an undergraduate student coach. And that's an experience of a lifetime. And so that's kind of how Alex Golish got his start in the coaching realm. He has 17 years of experience. And last year, in his only season with Josh Heupel in Orlando, coaching the Knights, finished second in FBS in total offense with 568 yards on average per game. Not bad at all. So what's this offense going to look like? Everyone's saying tempo, tempo, tempo. These assistant coaches said tempo, tempo, tempo a ton in yesterday's press conference, and there will be tempo. There certainly will be tempo, but I wouldn't really characterize it as a spread, airing it out, gun, air blazing and all that stuff. And I do understand that Joey Halsey did say we're going to let it rip, and I get all that. But it's also balanced. It's also multiple. Here is Alex Golish on exactly what this offense is here in Josh Heupel's scheme.
We have the flexibility to be really multiple. So I think sometimes it maybe gets generalized into a box. I think from a media perspective, it's easy to kind of put us in a certain box. At the end of the day, we want to be really balanced. We want to run the ball. We want to throw the ball when it's available. We want to run plays into good looks. We want to throw plays into good looks. And at the end of the day, we're trying to create matchups to be able to go and score points. So whether you want to call it spread, whether you want to call it tempo, whatever it is, I try not to put it in a box because we can be so multiple. We have been so multiple, and the uniqueness of our staff as well, kind of guys coming from different places, Cody coming from Auburn, me coming from Iowa State a year ago, Glenn and Joey being there already. Now you've got Coach Mack, who's coming from a different system as well. But being able to put it all together at the end of the day, until we get out there in spring and really see what these guys are capable of doing, we won't really know what we look like. We know systematically what we want to be. We know from a tempo standpoint what we want to be. But until we get out there and we figure out who are the best 11 players, at the end of the day, we got to get our best 11 out there and we got to play fast. And that'll give us the best chance to win as we continue to build the roster.
Again, that's Alex Golish, Tennessee offensive coordinator and tight ends coach, on what exactly this offense is going to look like and what we can expect as fans and media personnel who cover the team. And so that's what the offense will look like. What about learning the system? You know, what's that process look like right now in terms of learning the system? How quickly is that journey going to take for the guys on this roster or for prospects who sign and come onto campus in years to come? Here's Alex Golish on learning the system, starting big and working the way down small.
The way we play is unique. I think that's probably been highly publicized. People that have looked into what we were doing at UCF, it's unique. You got to start big picture in terms of how we play, both schematically and tempo, and then start to hone in on the run game, the pass game scheme part of it. So we've already started on that part of it, big picture, and then working back down to the fine details of how we operate. But operationally, being unique, that's where it all started. Lining up, splits, tempo, how we call things. You're starting at bare minimum ground zero because it is so different than what the guys that are currently here have been used to. But big picture, down to small picture, and then as we get closer to spring and throughout spring, really fine-tuning the fundamental technique part of everything that we're doing. But throwing it from a big picture standpoint at them and then pulling back and really breaking it down little by little.
Again, that's Alex Golish, Tennessee tight ends coach and offensive coordinator. A little background info on him, and of course, as you just heard, kind of how he plans to teach this system and what it looks like for new players to this system and how that learning process begins. So it's a little bit there about Alex Golish in segment number one and a little bit about this offense. In segment number two, what about the short term? What about the quarterback position? What type of players can be in this offense? We'll learn about that coming up here in segment number two. And guys, remember, weekend's coming up. A ton of action going on in top 25 basketball action. Of course, the NBA, the NHL. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline even covers the award shows, the TV shows, reality television. It's real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can possibly imagine. No top 25 teams in action tonight on the college landscape, but that will change on Saturday and Sunday, don't you worry. On the NBA front tonight, the 76ers, Tobias Harris, who had a really, really nice double-double effort, 25-plus points, 15 rebounds. That came on Wednesday night. 76ers play host to the Bulls. Later tonight, 7:30 Eastern, the Celtics and VFL Grant Williams will play host to the Hawks. The Memphis Grizzlies will be at home at the FedEx Forum hosting the Pistons, and so on and so forth. Also, Carson Wentz just traded from the Eagles to the Colts. Talk about future bets. You can get all that at betonline.ag. Head on over to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today, receive a 50% off welcoming bonus on your first deposit. You've got to use the promo code LOCKEDON. So promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, that website there. You can also visit on your mobile device, again, 50% off welcoming bonus. BetOnline, it's your online sportsbook experts. Segment number two of a Friday show. It starts right now, and guys, remember, the new Locked On Today podcast has you covered about the entire sports world, less time in just about under 20 minutes, but loaded with content, hosted by Peter Bukowski. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Here on a Friday show, we're breaking down Alex Golish, Tennessee football offensive coordinator and tight ends coach. We just kind of went over what exactly the look of this offense is gonna be in segment number one. We heard from Alex Golish, and now here in segment number two, what's this mean in the short term? What's this mean for the players on the roster? What's the quarterback position going to look like? And when should these players start to feel comfortable in this new offense? All that coming up here in the next 10 minutes. And segment number three, we're going to kind of flip the script a little bit. What's it mean for complimentary football? All that and more coming up here on Locked On Vols podcast. So, what type of quarterback is going to be in this offense? If you look back at UCF in 2020, of course, you had Dylan Gabriel, who was the starting quarterback for the Knights. But even before Alex Golish was there, still with Josh Heupel, you had Mackenzie Milton. Those two quarterbacks are a little bit different, but both of those quarterbacks experienced some great, great success. You look back at 2018, Milton, who was a fantastic player for that program before his injury, 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in 2018, threw for over 2,600 yards, and then he goes out with an injury. Dylan Gabriel comes in 2019, throws 29-7, completes at 60%, 3,600 yards passing, and then in 2020, 32 touchdowns, 4 interceptions for Dylan Gabriel, 3,570 yards passing, 3,570 yards passing. Mackenzie Milton and Dylan Gabriel, two different styles of quarterback play. And, you know, both of them being coached by Josh Heupel, the latter being coached by Alex Golish on the offensive end. So when you look at it with Hendon Hooker, with Harrison Bailey, with Brian Maurer, and with Caden Salter, I think three of those four quarterbacks I just mentioned would kind of revolve in the mobile quarterback, the dual threat type options of quarterback, being able to make plays with their legs. Harrison Bailey's more of a pocket passer, but I don't think that means he can't fit in this system whatsoever. Listen to Alex Golish. This was Alex Golish Wednesday during his press conference, talking about the quarterbacks in this system, what they may look like, and how they can compete and really thrive in this offense. Here is Alex Golish.
I think the way the offense is built, you don't have to say that it's got to be ultra-mobile quarterback. You don't have to say it's got to be a pocket passer. I think so much of this offense revolves around the quarterback and being able to manage it, being able to operate within the system. It happens really fast. And really, that's across the board at every position. You've got to be able to process information quickly. You've got to be able to process defensive looks quickly. And so I think at the quarterback position in particular, who can grasp it the quickest, who can operate within the system, and then who can excel within the system. I don't think we have that answer. I know we don't have that answer right now, and I don't think we'll have that answer at the end of spring. I think this is going to be, at that position specifically, a six-month process to get to week one and roll with the guy that you feel is the most prepared and the most functional in terms of running the offense. I think all those guys just watching through, I mean, when I say we've investigated that room specifically, going back and watching film here, going back and watching high school film, talking to high school coaches, talking to the college coaches in Hendon's case, and really trying to have at least an idea of what the guys are capable of, both from a mental aspect and a physical aspect, and then growing within our system to see how guys can handle it.
So as we've been talking about it, it's really all about smarts, able to process a lot of information and making quick decisions. We'll talk more about the offensive line with Glenn Ellerbe here in the coming days, but I did mention it on yesterday's podcast, more so than being strong, physical, being fast, you've got to be able to process information and make quick decisions as an offensive lineman. Obviously the same for quarterback. And so, you know, we'll discuss more with quarterbacks with Joey Halsley later on in the program next week, but he'll also mention that smarts is number one, arm strength's number two, and mobility's number three. Those are kind of the 1-2-3 checklist what he's looking for to quarterback. So I think, just as Alex Goldwich said, I think that all these quarterbacks are going to have a fair shot in spring and fall camp. And really, the one that picks up this offense the quickest, the one that performs better in practice, is going to play, at least early on. And so I think that Tennessee will have a number of options at quarterback. And I think all four of these quarterbacks can really play in this offense. You know, Brian Maurer is the forgotten guy, but Brian Maurer was almost went to UCF. Josh Heupel wanted Brian Maurer back in that 2019 recruiting class. And remember, he's from Ocala, Florida. And so those two guys go way back, and so it'll be interesting to see how Brian Maurer may fit in this offense. But, you know, Tennessee's in good position. You've got athletes, you've got quarterbacks able to fit in this offense. It's just a matter of which one grasps it sooner. Could it be Hendon Hooker, the older guy, or could it be, you know, Caden Salter, the young guy who just now set foot on campus? We will have to see, but that's a little bit about the quarterback position in Alex Golish's offense, along with Josh Heupel. You move on, and what about the rest of the offense? Because it's a new scheme for the offensive line. It's new routes for the running backs. It's new routes for the wide receivers, new running lanes, new concepts for the running backs. Everything's different. Everything from the past 3 years under the past coaching regime, as you can wad it up and throw it aside, because that's not the style offensively here, and that's not what Alex Golish, Josh Heupel, and the rest of these assistants are going to be teaching. So how long will it take to learn some things? And really, you know, it's going to be reps, and Alex Golish is going to mention that, but more so than anything, it's going to be, you know, when are you going to feel comfortable and confident in what you're doing for this first, you know, for this roster that's here right now? Here is Alex Golish on just that and how he's targeting somewhere around mid to late spring where these players are going to start feel comfortable in this offense.
Until you get out there and do it day one of spring ball, mid-March, late March here, until you get out and physically see it, control it, run it, I think it's really hard to simulate the actual speed of how fast we want to play. So you're coaching it, you're teaching it, you're explaining it, you're walking through it. But I think until there's you know, wood in the fire on that deal and you're out there and you're by yourself, no coaches around, I think it's really hard. My hope is by practice 4, 5, 6 of spring, we are hitting at a high tempo. But just like any scheme, it doesn't really matter. Repetition over everything. The more reps these young guys have at it, the better we're going to be. And it's just force feeding them the information, letting them make mistakes, and then correcting the mistakes off film. So the hope would be by somewhere the middle of spring, we're operating at a high clip. But we're just going to continue to coach it. Obviously, it's a process-based deal in terms of little by little continuing to build. And obviously by the time we get to August and September, we're hitting at full cylinder. So, but the hope would be middle of spring.
Again, that's Alex Golish from Wednesday's press conference, and it's going to look different. And it's not, and I've said this, I've been consistent with this. It's not going to be an easy flip of the switch. There, you know, Tennessee's not going to be going from 108th in total offense in the country last year to, you know, top 20. It's just not going to be that quick of a switch. But with patience, with development, something the staff preached on Wednesday, I think it can get there for sure. I mean, it's certainly has a good track record so far for Josh Heupel, and the track record, you know, took a step up when Alex Golish jumped on staff last year down at UCF. So we will have to see as this offense will start learning the new plays, start diving into the schemes and everything now, and then put it to practice and get out on the practice field later on in March when this team suits up for spring practice. So coming up in segment number 3, complimentary football. What's this mean for Alex Golish in relation to Tim Banks? He touched on that on Wednesday as well. We are talking Alex Golish, new Volunteers offensive coordinator and tight ends coach here on a Friday edition of Locked On Vols. And guys, he told me on Wednesday, I mean, he really did. Alex Golish is a big, big fan of Bill Barr. Maybe he didn't tell me per se, but I mean, look at him. He's a confident guy. He looks good. He's in shape. He's a football coach. Why wouldn't he be a big fan of Built Bar and everything that's offered at BuiltBar.com? Today, there is a promo running, all right? It's a flash sale for the Coconut Puff Bar. Luscious chocolate soft marshmallow made with premium protein blend, 16 grams of protein, 130 calories, only 6 grams of sugar. It's gluten-free. It's only there for a limited time only. It's a one-day sale today, Friday, one-day sale, so you need to order now. Again, this is the Coconut Puff Bar from Built Bar. It's on sale now, flash sale now. So if you want to, if you've been hearing these ads, if you've been following along with this podcast and you hear me talking about Built Bar all the time and you said, well, that sounds good, maybe one day I'll jump in there and see what it's all about. Today's the day. Again, a flash sale for the Coconut Puff Bar. So don't miss out. Order now, BuiltBar.com. Be like Alex Golish. Be a fan of BuiltBar.com and see what it's all about. Flash sale today. Don't miss out. Try the Coconut Puff Bar at BuiltBar.com. Yeah, as we're heading into the weekend and betting on the SEC and college basketball, it really doesn't have to be a guessing game any longer. You need to listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. I go back with Lee. I've talked to him on the radio the past 3 years. He knows his stuff. You can get your daily picks, the quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. All you have to do is subscribe now to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by thebetonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. Guys, we're talking Alex Golish, talking Tennessee offensive staff football from the introductory press conference for those offensive assistants that happened on Wednesday. Again, I'll remind you, we're going to touch base on every coach and play some audio and kind of break down exactly what every coach is for the next couple of days on this podcast. But Friday is Alex Golish Day, the offensive coordinator and the tight ends coach. Something that stood out to me when he was addressing the media for 23 minutes on Wednesday was he kept referring to complimentary football, and when asked about Tim Banks, Tennessee's defensive coordinator, coming from Penn State, where he was co-DC and secondaries coach for the past 5 seasons. But prior to that, both he and Alex Golish spent time together at Illinois. Now, obviously on the opposite sides of the football, but the relationship started there, and they are very good friends. And so now they're going to be going up against one another, coordinating-wise, in practice every single day. And on Saturdays, they're going to be trying to complement each other. So listen to exactly what Alex Golish says about complimenting in terms of Tim Banks. And then we're going to, this is what he said, and we're going to draw our conclusions from that. And I'm going to give you some information I got for some VFLs on that. But first, here's Alex Golish on Tim Banks, his good friend, and now his assistant here on staff.
I think it's going to be a really, really good match. I think when both sides are on the same page, when both sides really are playing complementary football, I think it's huge. And our previous relationship can only be positive in a sense that we can bounce ideas off each other, but we can also play complementary football when it gets to playing football in real games, in real situations, when things are hard, when things are tough and adversity hits, when you know the guys you're rolling with, makes it a lot easier. You got a lot higher chance of having success.
So what does complementing each other mean? Because, I mean, obviously in football retrospect, on defense get turnovers, offense score. I mean, you know, long sustaining drives gets the other side of the ball a break. I get all that. But this offense is so different because it's tempo. And we're going to continue to have the tempo talk. We've had it some today. We're going to continue to have the tempo talk throughout the rest of this little mini-series when we're talking Tennessee offensive assistant coaches, because they're all going to talk about it. So that's one reason among, to be completely frank, I'm not trying to pile on here, among many reasons, why this defensive coordinator job was a little unappealing right now. Because it's tough to call a defensive game plan, to call what you want to call, when you're not getting a lot of rest time, when you're not getting a lot of time to make in-game changes and to communicate that with your players because of the tempo and the drive summaries on the other side of the football. So what's that mean if you're going to compliment each other? How are you going to do that? Well, I reached out to VFL Ramon Foster. He was a 10-year NFL veteran for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had him on the show last week. Big fan of him and his friendship. And so I just reached out and said, hey, man, I played the clip for him. And I said, what do you think this means? And so he wrote back. He said, essentially, they both understand what they're getting into, both Golish and Banks. In practice, they're going to demand a lot from each other. It seems like the best competition is going to come from those sessions. Being able to give an offense what they need daily and what the defense needs is going to be a daily thing. Some coordinators don't like each other. It seems to me that ego is out of that building when it comes to those guys and what we heard on Wednesday. Should be able to build a great working relationship, and that's a really, really great, great thing. He also mentioned that I kept hearing the word development, development, development on Wednesday. And he said, it sounds like these coaches know that's what UT needs right now. And it sounds like they're on the right track. And so that was some comments from Ramon Foster on complimentary. I also reached out to VFL Troy Fleming, who had a NFL career with the Tennessee Titans and, of course, was a former running back here at Tennessee as a part of the Vol Radio Network as well, asking the same thing. This is what Troy Fleming had to say about what that clip that I just played for you guys meant to him in terms of complimentary football. Troy says, our offense needs to know the pace of the opponent's offense in order to play complimentary football. Although your number one intention is to call your game, and you've got to be mindful of that, but too many scoring drives of 3 minutes or less hurts our defense, and consequently, I'm adding this right now, too many three and outs, because if you go three plays and out and you burn just a little over a minute of game time off the clock, that's not helping anybody. Troy goes on to say, they need rest. That's why Oregon never succeeded greatly with their high-powered offense. As for defense playing complimentary ball to our offense is to create turnovers and short field positions. And so being aggressive, getting the football back, taking chances, this defense can take more chances now, maybe not in 2021, but when this offense really starts to click the way it has under Josh Heupel and Alex Golish in the past, this defense will have a chance to take more chances, send more blitzes off the edge, more blitzes from the second and third layers of the defense, play more man in the back end, play one, play zero, play press man, maybe play one over top, man underneath, whatever the case may be, take more chances because the thought is this offense is going to be scoring and being clicking on a high pace and they're going to have your back. And so I wanted to dive in a little bit more what complimentary football means, but I like the way both Ramon Foster and Troy Fleming kind of said that, and you got to be mindful that if you go out there whether you score, you have a three and out, and if you're taking less than 3 minutes off the clock, that's not helping anybody. The defense not only needs to rest, but it also needs time to make in-game adjustments, and it also needs to have time to communicate that. And so I will be interested to see how that goes. I do think those sides going up against one another in practice every single day is going to help with that, certainly. Also, it, not only is it going to get yourself better during those 11-on-11 sessions, but you're going to get a feel for kind of how it is to go up against that offense and subsequently how it might be to only get a brief rest period over on the sideline in in-game situations. So I appreciate both Ramon Foster and Troy Fleming for giving their intake on that in a consulting manner here at the Locked On Vols podcast. We're going to get Troy on here pretty soon as well, so I'm looking forward to that. Guys, Alex Golish, Tennessee offensive coordinator and tight ends coach. He spoke for 23 minutes the other day, and we played a lot of his clips. We discussed exactly what it meant. We had a nice conversation. Job well done. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, we will continue to break down each offensive assistant, play some of their best takes, some of their best sound bites, and what that means for right now and for the years to come. Also, we'll do the same when Tennessee introduces its defensive staff, along with Tim Banks, Rodney Garner, reportedly Willie Martinez, and whoever else Josh Heupel gets to fill out that staff. It has been a fun show, and I do want to mention as we close our show, I know it's been a long one, I do apologize, shout out to the Lady Vols, 75-67 win over South Carolina last night. Lady Vols did not have the best first half, but a great second half adjustment to go on, and what just happened, the Lady Vols knocked off South Carolina for the first time in 32 games in SEC play. South Carolina had a 31-game win streak going in the SEC, and because of the good play from Renai Davis, 24 points, Ray Burrell, 19 points, Jordan Horston, 12 points, Lady Vols victorious. So Tennessee hands South Carolina only its third loss of the season. So shout out to the Lady Vols. Job well done. Guys, I appreciate you taking the time to listen, as you always do, to Locked On Vols at Locked On Vols on Twitter. I am Eric Kane. This has been so much fun. I look forward to continuing the Tennessee football conversation on Monday after a great, long, restful weekend. Appreciate it, guys. Have a great weekend. And as always, subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. It's the Locked On Vols podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network.